The book Hebrews, part 31. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, please contact our WhatsApp number. It's the international plus 27 number, 0722-367-124. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. Hallelujah. But I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have already missed quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel and able to receive the different study notifications that we are currently busy with, and also our TikTok messages. Please send the link to your friends and families, to everybody that matters. It's very important to know that we do not, listen to this, that we do not associate ourselves with the following groups or people. Any messianic groups, the Israel vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Young movement. We are not part of the Seventh-day Adventists or the Jehovah Witnesses. Instead, we are not affiliated to any church, denomination, group or organization in the world. We are an end-time Bible study group functioning throughout the world, everyone in his own time, as it suits you. We are mainly using the ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bible according to the 1860 restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, which was translated by Dr. Joseph Briand Rotterdam in 1860. This is one of the oldest Hebrew Bibles, well, Hebrew/English Bibles that you will find, which I, Prof. Hannes, has a couple available. According to this original ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, the restoration of the original Sacred Name, the name Jesus was originally Yahushua. Jesus couldn't have existed, the name, 2,000 years ago. Why? Because it's easy. There was no letter J in the Greek or in the Hebrew alphabet. It only came to existence in the 16th century. You don't need to trust me. Just go on your internet. Just ask a question. When was the letter J created? And see for yourself. Where did the name Jesus come from? It was created in the 16th century when they gave birth to Protestantism. The name Jesus was created there. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashim. The name Lord was originally Yaffa. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this study will be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. Now, these announcements that I just made here will only be made on a Monday. So, from tomorrow morning, we just carry on in a shorter version of the announcements. Not to take up a lot of time. We will continue where we left off last week. Now, we are busy with Genesis 1 verse 17. We're going to start with Genesis 1 verse 17. And it says here, and God, or Yahweh, Almighty, set them in the firmament of the heavens and gave light upon the earth. What did he do? Took the sun, the moon, and the stars, he placed it in the firmament. To do what? To give the sun, the moon and the stars, the authority to give light in the day and at night. So suddenly we realize that the light in Genesis 1 verse 3 could never have been the sun, the moon and the stars. So we as agree that that is the creation or the where he exalted the sun. not gave birth to the Son, gave origination to the Son. Verse 18. And to now it talks about the affirmative and the lights, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. So that light in Genesis 1 verse 3, also we notice light and darkness, Yahashua, Satan. But here we have the physical light, the sun, in darkness, the night. We have the moon and the stars in the darkness, which is visible. It can't be visible. It's there all the time. But you can't see it because of the light, the sun. The darkness is visible. But you can't see it. Or let me say otherwise. The darkness is present, but it's not visible because of the sunlight that's brighter than the darkness. And Yahweh said that it was good. And Yahweh said, and it was good. Verse 19. And the evening, I say, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Now we can understand the difference between evening and morning. Why? Because we have the sun and we have the stars and the moon. But in Genesis 1, 2, 3, and 4, it could have, well, the first 3 days, it was impossible to have a morning or the night and the morning. It was in the mind of Yahweh El Elohim. But it couldn't have happened because there was no sun and no moon and no stars. Now it says in verse 20, and Yahweh said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that have life, and fowl that may fly above the earth, in the open firmament of heaven. The firmament, the opening, the, it's not the first heaven, it's under the first heaven. That's where the stars and the moon and the sun is. And Yahweh created great whales. And he created, he spoke. He didn't make, he spoke. And even living creatures that moved, which the waters brought forth abundantly, after their kind, and every winged fell after its kind. And Yahweh said that it was good. Every time it says Yahweh said it was good, I want to say very good, very good. And Yahweh blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the sea and let fowl multiply in the earth. He said what? He said what? He gave them permission to breed. Is that right? And Yahweh blessed them, he spoke his blessing over them, saying, be fruitful and multiply. It means to bring forth the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. And fill the waters in the seas and let fowls multiply in the earth. Now, in the earth is on the earth. It's not inside of the earth. It's the way it's translated. There's some translations say in the earth, there's others say on the earth. Genesis 1:23. And the evening and the and it was evening and it was morning. And it were the fifth day. But he doesn't. It's translated very flat. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Verse 24. And Yahweh said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind. Cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. Now there is a big question mark upon the beast of the earth or the beast of the field. There's a lot of people that took this beast of the earth and beast of the field, and they created a political dogma around it to suit their church's theology and also their political aspirations. And then they add these titles of beast of the field and beast of the earth to certain nationalities. And they say they are not humans. They were the beast of the field. Never in the Bible does it refers to who or what was the beast of the field or the beast of the earth. Not once. Not once. It is not the cattle. Because on another place he talks about the cattle. The cattle that he made. So the beast is definitely not the cattle that he made. Alright. Now we're going to touch on this as we go along in the study. Verse 25. And Yahweh made the beast of the earth after its kind, and cattle after their kind. Well, there is it. I wanted to discuss it later on, but let's just touch on it. The beast and the cattle is two different creatures, but they both are of the field. And everything that creepeth upon the earth after its kind. And Yahweh saw that it was good. He had no problem with it. Now you must tighten your seatbelt. I hope you brought the long one, because it's right here where you're going to fall out of your chair again. I'm going to talk about a subject here from verse 26 to 29, which the church world, the Protestant church world, and the Catholics and the Charismatics have sidestepped for more 600 years. They avoid it. A lot of times, different teachers and preachers brought messages forward. And they say that this was Adam and Eve where they were created. I heard this a million times in my life. This was Adam and Eve. Even in the time when I was in Bible college, we finished in 1979, a 3-year diploma in the theology. We were taught that this creation in Genesis 1 verse 6 was Adam and Eve. Now on that time, I mean, I was a youngster or a young person in a church denomination, very prominent church denomination, and I think we never really had the guts to question those that was teaching us the Bible. Although a lot of things I never had to be taught, I knew it since my young age, my childhood, because my father was my teacher. So I think let's read Genesis 1 verse 26 and let's see what the Bible says and not what the church taught us. Because one of the two were lying to us. either the Bible or the church. Now, as we're going to continue with this part of the study, it is your right to decide who was lying to, because both cannot be right. It's impossible. Genesis 1:26, and Jehovah said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Now, who is he talking to? Who is he talking to? And Jehovah said, let us. Us means plural. Make man in our. Our is plural. Image. After our plural likeness. Now, this question I asked the pastor that was teaching us in Bible college. Who is this us? Because I'm going to tell you why. Because I grew up in the oneness faith. They used to call us the Jesus onlys. Now that years, it wasn't Jesus only, because even in South Africa, 99% of the churches were Trinity churches. Now, I don't find one Hebrew person, orthodox Hebrew person, that believes in the Trinity God. The Israelites teach their children, hear Israel, Yahweh your Elohim is one. So they believe in oneness. So I grew up in a oneness church. We were not anything to do with the Hebrew people. We were people that believe in the oneness of Jesus Christ and God. Now I'm going to stop right here. I would like you to do something. I'd like you to study the rest of the scriptures, well, the chapter, to its full. Till tomorrow morning. If it's Yahweh's will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.